Our guest in the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas author C.J. Davidson. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a brand new author.
That is correct.
Author for the first time.
That is correct.
And you're still a student at A&M Commerce, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm 3 for 3 so far. But you're not an English major. I would think that you would be an English major, but no.
Well, let's just say that I write for a hobby. And because my writing will serve a purpose whenever the book is read by younger readers or anybody who loves reading for that matter.
The book is A Daughter's Curse. It's a novel.
That is correct.
And you say it serves a purpose. What purpose?
Well, I'm using it to get a message across to those who are affected by domestic violence. In the book, there's a character, 16-year-old Brisney, who faces many hardships, and I know that a lot of people and a lot of teens will relate to her just because they're probably either going through the same thing as she is and going through abuse, especially those who are suffering it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give out a message that if they're going through something like that, then they can use the imagination to escape their reality and do something about it. That's how I did it.
And you were inspired to write a novel?
Yes. The plot, it's about a mystical fantasy world, and I came up with it years ago to escape a really hard childhood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is something's very deeply felt for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you're friends with Colleen Hoover.
That is correct.
And Colleen is, of course, the novelist from, I think she's actually from Saltillo, but basically Hopkins County, Sulphur Springs,
yes.
And
yes.
Has had, I don't know how many New York Times number one bestsellers.
That is correct.
But
yes.
She's sort of taken you under her wing.
She had more of her assistant is
uh-huh.
the one that every time I need advice, I go to her, and she leads me in the right direction, or she gives me ideas, or.
And of course, Colleen has the Bookworm Box in downtown Sulphur Springs, a very popular bookstore, and your book is on sale there.
Yes,
yeah,
yes it is.
We're talking with C.J. Davidson. C.J. is a Northeast Texas author, A&M Commerce student, and you're a criminal justice and accounting major.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting double major. Now, not many novelists come out of criminal justice and, mm-hmm. and accounting. Are there some novelists that are inspiring to you, your heroes, or the ones that you emulate somewhat? Anybody who's influenced you in particular?
Yes, to influence me to
as go a writer,
through the, as a writer,
yeah.
and to go through that route. CPS director John Watkins. He's the one that actually dealt with our case when I was younger, and he's the one that basically saved me from mm-hmm. my old life.
He's not a writer, though, right?
No, he is not.
But he's the big influence.
Yes,
he's the inspiration.
Yes.
You say you enjoy writing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of writers say they hate to write, but they force themselves to write. But they have to discipline themselves to do it. But you enjoy it.
Yes. If I don't write, it's like my head is bursting with all these ideas. It's like a stress reliever for me, and I usually spend 4 to 5 hours every other day just writing.
And you're well on your way to your second novel then?
Yes, I am about 18 chapters in.
And do you expect this to be a trilogy? So you're going to write 3 novels on this theme?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, it's on Amazon.com
mm-hmm.
and has a 5-star review so far. You must be very proud of that.
Yes, I am. Whenever I see reviews, it brings tears to my eyes. Also, whenever I receive private messages or emails with encouraging words, it just, I don't know, it's like a new...
Sure. That's why you set out to do it in the first place, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the art design is just superb. It looks like the art design of a novel for an author who's published 10 books and had them all on the bestseller list. I mean, it's just, it looks really, really good.
Thank you.
So very professional looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you didn't design it, but still, that's to your credit that you got that done. So when do we expect the next novel to hit the racks?
Sometime next year, sometime in June.
And will you be graduated by that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you will. Yes. But you've already got one novel to your credit before you graduate.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. C.J. Davidson, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
C.J. is an author, and the book is A Daughter's Curse. You can find it on Amazon.com and also at the Bookworm Box in downtown Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.